Hi everybody, welcome to Cloud Cover Show. I'm Haixi. I'm filling in for Nick and Nathan today because neither of them can be with us this time. If you watched the last episode, you may know that Nathan had an accident and totally by himself with no one pushing him at all. And as a close friend, Nick was so concerned. He took the rest of the team out for a drink. And I have to say, it was a nice evening, and Nick has not returned yet.
Okay.
And it was 3 days ago. So as a caring teammate, I wish Nathan will make a speedy recovery, and Nick find his way back to the office, and I'm setting their office furniture on Craigslist. So I'm very happy to be here today, and I have Yushun.
Yushun. Yes.
Sorry. See, I should have said that correctly. I have Yushun with me. He's a program manager of Windows Azure Networking. He will talk about a new development in Windows Azure Networking today. But before I hand it over, I have some quick announcements to make. On the screen, you can see Windows Azure is expanding to Australia. That's wonderful news. We'll have a new major region in Australia with two sub-regions, New South Wales and Victoria. Oh, cool. And the second announcement is this. I know not all of you can read that, but if you see the picture, you know something fairly important has happened. And yes, Windows Azure is landing in China. We'll open up a public preview on June 6th. And yes, we'll have the cloud coverage in China market. And last but not least, Visual Studio Live is coming back to Redmond. It's happening in August 19th to 23rd. And since my blog is a media partner of this event, I can actually offer a discount code to my readers. I'm not supposed to show the code here, but if you go to my blog, which qualifies you as a reader, and you can click on the link and get a $500 discount, which is pretty nice.
Oh wow, $500.
Yeah, that's that pretty is nice. Yeah. Terms and conditions apply.
Read the fine print.
Yes. Okay, now I think that's all the announcements I'm going to make. And here I'm handing over to Ms. Wong.
Okay, thank you, Haixi. Thank you for having me here. So my name is Yushun Wen. I'm a program manager in Windows Azure Networking. And today I would like to talk about Azure Virtual Network and a couple of topics specifically I want to talk about virtual network. So I'm going to organize the sort of the chat in three ways. So first, I will talk about the Azure IaaS GA and what that means to the customer regarding virtual network and their cross-premise connectivity. And the second part is I will introduce a couple of new features that we announced right after IaaS GA. So we have the enhancement to the existing site-to-site connectivity, and we also introduce an exciting new point-to-site VPN connectivity. So these are kind of the topics that I will be talking about and sort of what you can get and what's the implication for you to leverage this new capability. So first of all, let's talk about IaaS GA. So we Azure announced IaaS GA, I think, in April 16th. What that means to the customer is that now IaaS, as a virtual machine as a service, and also the virtual network and the cross-premise connectivity, what you get is now you get 24/7 CSS support. So any connectivity outage or you have a VN outage, now you can actually go through the formal support channel and you will get our great CSS support instead of just going through the product team, which is a pain for both the customers and also for the product team. Yeah, but we love customers, so I mean, we'll be really happy to support customer in any way we can, but we should hand it over to the professionals in a sense. And the second thing you get is now you get SLA. This is very serious. I mean, as a product team, we actually need to measure SLA. Yep. This is a guarantee we provide to the customers. Mm-hmm. If there's, let's say for the cross-premise connectivity that I own, if your VPN gateway is down, exceeding certain amount of time, then we actually need to refund your money because that's the guarantee that we're providing to the customer because connectivity is important. Azure as a service is very important to the customer and we need to provide this kind of guarantee so that customer can run their production server with certain peace of mind to know that we will do our best to make sure your service is up and alive.
Okay.
So the SLA we're providing for the site-to-site connectivity is that the Azure end of the VPN gateway must be up more than 99.9% of the time.
Okay.
Which translates to about no more than 6 minutes per week that the VPN server can be down.
Nice.
So you can imagine, I mean, basically we need to do the measurement of every customer's VPN gateway, making sure that it's up more than 99.9% of the time. And we measure this in a 4 week, basically a monthly basis.
And we will
generate the report to the customer such that if your VPN gateway is down, you find out it's down, then you can contact us and then we need to refund you the money.
I see.
But of course, because the service is GA now, so we also charge you for it. So that's another kind of side effect of GA. But it's a service, and we're glad to be able to provide the service to the customer, and we'll do our best to maintain the SLA.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you get for ISGA.
Okay.
Now,
before you go ahead. So for the IS, to enjoy the SLA, do I need multiple instances?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
So for the regular VM compute, this is slightly out of my area, so you probably should check the website. But for compute instances, I think our SLA is based on multiple instances because a single instance can definitely go down. I mean, it's very, very difficult to provide a single instance SLA.
Yep.
And if you talk about the VPN gateway that we provide,
mm-hmm.
today we allow customers to create one VPN gateway per virtual network.
Mm-hmm.
But that virtual network on the back end, we actually start two instances, even though the customer is only seeing one. And
okay.
we only charge customer for one instance.
I see.
Because connectivity is crucial. This
mm-hmm.
is we're talking about customers' connectivity from their Azure cloud to or from their on-premise connectivity
mm-hmm.
for a hybrid scenario.
I see.
So this is very critical. And we do this just to make sure that we can provide adequate SLA and also uptime guarantee to the customer.
I see.
So the redundancy is built into the system. Yes, the
okay.
redundancy
Great.
Is built into the cross-premise connectivity gateway on our end. So.
I see.
Okay, so that's about GA, and definitely everything, all the pricing, all the charges, and all the SLA guarantees are already live on MSDN website. So I really encourage everybody to check out all those new or enhanced feature. So I'm gonna switch gear a little bit. Right after we announced GA, I think 2 weeks after we announced GA, we actually have new feature coming into Azure Virtual Network. So I think I jumped ahead a little bit. Let me kind of back up a little bit, talking a little bit about what virtual network is and what that means to the customer. Yeah. So the way to think about virtual network is it is your own network in Azure Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You can specify however you want, and then it'll run securely, privately, and isolated from other customers' VM and their network in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And with cross-premise connectivity, what this will do is you can connect your corporate infrastructure to the Azure Virtual Network.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are free to allocate whatever IP addresses that you fit. And the result is, it's kind of like you extend your corporate infrastructure to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So with virtual network and the on-premise and the cross-premise connectivity, you actually can extend your infrastructure not just from your corporate network, your own data center, but also to Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And Azure provides a very high level of reliability and SLA guarantee such that, I mean, if you think about it, the storage, your file, Azure creates more copy than you can imagine just to guarantee that we have your file up all the time because data loss is a very, very serious problem for the customers.
Sure.
So what we are providing is a huge value and also a lot of features for the customer to host their service to the cloud. You can run this in an isolated manner,
mm-hmm.
or this can be your internet-facing, customer-facing front end.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide the scalability, we provide the load balancing service when you are facing the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And the cross-premise connectivity from your Azure Virtual Network to your on-premise data center, we are using Internet Standard Security Protocol, IPsec and IKE, Internet Key Exchange. So these are industrial standard.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Azure network to your on-premise network, today with ISGA, we support hardware VPN devices such as VPN gateway from Cisco and Juniper. But with the new feature, what we did is we added the support of Windows Server 2012 RS, Routing and Remote Access Service, as an option for customers to use for their on-premise gateway. So this is very exciting because Microsoft made a lot of investment into a VPN server role in RRES, and now we are actually integrating the RRES formally into the Azure connectivity portfolio. So we are very excited to announce this new feature.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the second new improvement that we announced is actually also very exciting. It's what we call the point-to-site VPN connectivity. So the experience is actually very similar to corporate enterprise customer. They can remote access into the corpnet. What we did is we did the equivalent. We set up the VPN server for your Azure virtual network. Mm-hmm. Oh, so now individual laptops, computers, laptops such as this one connecting either from the coffee shop or from your office desktop, you can actually connect into your Azure virtual network without any infrastructure.
Okay.
So I will demonstrate a little bit of how that's set up. Unfortunately, I don't have the whole demo set up here, but okay. We can go through that and then later on, and then you can see what the experience looked like. Mm-hmm. So
for the point-to-site connection, I don't need any special hardware either.
You don't.
Just a regular laptop.
Yes, just regular laptop. So today we support Windows 7, Windows 8, and Server 2008 R2, and Windows Server 2012. Great. All you need is just installing a VPN client package that we generate for you. Mm-hmm. So you install on your laptop, and then you just right-click connect. Mm-hmm. Instantaneously, you can connect to your Azure workload.
Okay.
So I think that is a great developer-oriented feature. As in, you can imagine, as a developer, I can do my development, I can check my workload status, or I can do some debugging, or mm-hmm. I can do some prototyping anywhere on the internet. I'm at home, you are behind net, or you are sitting in a coffee shop, or mm-hmm. even in an airport. Mm-hmm. So you can just connect to your Azure cloud. So it's really a very wonderful. Cool new feature. So I really wish I have the demo set up, but it's all online. You can actually do this today.
Okay. So. But as a related question, how do you authenticate the client device?
Ah, great question.
Yeah.
So for authentication, because this has to be totally secure because we're mm-hmm. providing backend connectivity yeah. for anybody, for any employees or any customers accessing their cloud.
Yeah.
So what we do is, as we go through the experience a little bit, what we do is we require customer, your Azure admin, to generate certificate and upload the certificate, the root certificate, to your Azure subscription. Mm-hmm. After that, you generate a certificate for each one of your employees or your customers.
I see.
Only when you generate this certificate will we allow you to connect. Mm-hmm. Right? And if you lost the certificate, we also have a mechanism for you to revoke the certificate that were lost.
I see.
So basically, we are once again, this is also industrial standard, as in we're not inventing anything new. This yep. is all common yep. practice, yep. TCP SSL certificate-based authentication.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you're going to show us some
Oh, yes. Let me just borrow your laptop and give it a try. So as you can see here on the screen, so right now, this is your regular Azure portal. So what I'm going to do is, on the networking pane, I'm going to walk through the process of creating a virtual network with this new feature and also highlight what's new and some improvement our portal team made mm-hmm. to make the experience even better. So I'm going to create a new virtual network. So we still have the quick create. This is for customers that just simply need a virtual network without requiring cross-premise connectivity, either for just testing, just playing with mm-hmm. Azure. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do a custom create because this will have the whole host of this new capability. So for this one, I'm going to give it a name. Let's say Cloud Cover Demo. And I'm just going to use the affinity group that's there. All right. So for DNS, yeah, we can give it a DNS name, GDNS, let's do 8888. So for our cross-premise and also the point-to-site VPN connectivity, mm-hmm. we allow customer to bring their own DNS server into the cloud. Mm-hmm. And we also provide some Azure DNS services, but for this demonstration purposes, I'm just going to use bring your own DNS.
So this DNS is what I configured myself?
Yes. Okay. And this DNS server will be configured when this laptop, for example, when it connects to the cloud, we will actually use whatever DNS you specify for Azure as the DNS server for the client so that you can resolve your Azure workload name. And also, you have full control of whether this DNS can resolve internet name or not.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so this is what we call bring your own DNS. We just extend this capability into point-to-site and site-to-site connectivity. So the new stuff, immediately you can see that we have the new things here. We have the point-to-site connectivity. This is the new feature that we're adding. And we also have enhancement to the site-to-site VPN connectivity. And as you can see, the good thing about Azure, I mean, kind of a principle we're adhering is that you can have this and that. You can have both point-to-site and site-to-site. You are not sacrificing anything, because we don't believe in just picking one feature but favoring the other feature. So you can click, you can select site-to-site VPN, but if you have the corporate infrastructure you want to connect, the site-to-site VPN is also there. So from the diagram, you can see this is your Azure virtual network. We can connect to a new local network. This is your on-premise network, but then we also support mobile or remote clients, just VPN into your Azure cloud.
I see.
And you can see the nice new diagram that our proto team has made to show that this is a multi-party connection here.
So with this setup, with my laptop, I can actually not only to access to my virtual machines on Azure, but also my local machines on the
That's
local.
A good question to clarify. Unfortunately, you do notice that this is a preview.
Okay.
So currently, we only allow the clients to connect to the Azure virtual network. And we understand there are customers already asking about whether we can support just through the VPN gateway in Azure, connect that to the local network. This is an enhancement that we are considering. And once it's ready, we will make further announcement.
Cool. Right.
So let me select both just to demonstrate that it's actually possible. And if you click the next one, once you select the point-to-site connectivity, we actually require you to specify a list of IP addresses. Imagine this. This is your virtual network, and this is your on-premise network. Mm-hmm. They all have their own address space that you need to specify today. As a remote client, when you connect to the virtual network, we need to make sure that the client is actually using a different IP address, because the same, 10.1 cannot talk to 10.1 here, this address collision. Yep. So that's why we need you to specify the IP address here. So let me just pick an IP address that's and as other virtual network feature, so today we do require, we can only support, you can see the 192.168, which is the private IP address space, not public IP address space. So let's specify the IP address for this remote client. And then this part is just really the usual flow of specifying site-to-site connectivity. And you can also see that the portal team made a lot of improvement to make specifying the address space a lot easier than before. So let's give it a name.
Yeah, this is not scary at all.
Yes, if a program manager can do it, I'm pretty sure everybody can do it. So let's say we are doing this. This is the site-to-site, and here we're specifying your local, as in your on-premise connectivity, your on-premise address prefix. Let's give it 10.0.0.0, and let's do /16. This is the CIDR notation. And you can see that when you specify this, not only do we list out all the IP addresses in the range, we also tell you how many IP addresses are available in this block. So it gives you some idea of, you can determine how big I have or how many I need. But this one is for the your on-premise site. So it should already be there. Your IT admin or your network admin should be able to give you this already. So let's say we use 10.0.0.0/16. Oh, yes, of course. For site-to-site connectivity, in order for us to connect to your premise, you need to tell us your VPN device IP addresses. So I actually don't have one here for demo purposes. Let's say 157.2.3.4. Right. And then let's go next. And of course, you need to tell us what address space you need for your virtual network. This is where this is why virtual network is actually very important. It's kind of a center of our future network innovation, because we allow you to specify the virtual network address space. In a sense, we are allowing customers to specify their topology, what kind of topology they want in the cloud and connecting to their on-premise network. So this is actually very critical.
Yeah.
So let's say for this demo, this is my front end. I'm going to use 10.0.1.0. I mean, first of all, actually what I forgot is you can specify the number of addresses, or you can specify the prefix notation. Personally, I'm more familiar with the prefix notation. And you see we have the 10.1. Let's just use this default. Yeah. So I'm going to specify my front end as 10.1.1.1. And let's say we do a /24, about 253 addresses. And then I have another backend subnet. So let's just say BE. And yeah, 10.1.2 is good. And notice that we also added a new button called Add Gateway Subnet. Because the VPN gateway that we're providing here is really part of your virtual network. Yeah. And before, you have to actually manually create one, calling it gateway and with certain sizes. To make the process easier, we just create a dedicated button. So once you click, we will automatically specify the correct size of this gateway subnet that we need. You only need a very small subnet, so /29, which is about give you about 4 to 5 addresses, is enough. And then you can, of course, you can specify the starting address. Let's say we do 10.1.0.0. And that's it. Once you click create, we'll start creating. So this will take probably about a minute, I'd say give or take, and the virtual network is created. After you've done this, then let's give it a little bit of time, then I can show you what the configuration looks like to really set up the site-to-site and a point-to-site. Once you have this created, it's done. So let's go to this virtual network. If you go to the dashboard, you can see that we are showing the connectivity diagram. You have your Azure virtual network, your on-premise local network, and also the mobile client. And as you can see, right now, nothing is connected because the gateway is not created. So what you need to do is that you need to create a gateway. Once the gateway is created, it's going to eat into your account. So
that's all I need to do to create a gateway. Just
yes,
click
that's
on
it. That's it.
I can do that.
Yes. So one thing I want to note is that if you actually only specify site-to-site connectivity without point-to-site, when you click Create Gateway, you actually will see two options. So the portal team, the portal will actually show two options. One is called Dynamic Routing Gateway. The other one is called Static Routing Gateway. So because when we add Windows Server 2012 support, we also enhance the VPN gateway connectivity. A routing-based gateway allow us to actually manipulate more complex topology on both ends, and the future innovations such as more complex connectivity between your Azure virtual network and on-premise actually require the new capability. But the existing customer, if they actually have a gateway created before the ISGA or before this new feature was announced, what you get is what we call classic gateway internally, but that is really the static routing gateway. So moving forward, we have MSDN documentation to tell the customer which one you should pick based on your VPN device on-premise, because there are certain constraints with some hardware-based VPN device. And for Windows Server 2012, you can do the dynamic routing gateway for sure.
Okay. I'm not a network expert. Can you give me a scenario that where you want to use the dynamic routing?
Sure. Definitely, the first one is the exciting VPN connectivity. This is only supported in the dynamic routing gateway.
I see.
So especially for developers. I mean, you can actually create a cross-premise connectivity without an on-premise site. The scenario is very exciting in the sense that for a small company, I really don't want to set up a VPN on my premise. My whole company is 10 people. All we need is a secure way to connect to the cloud. Then you can ignore this and simply create a dynamic routing gateway with VPN client capability.
I see.
And then each one of your laptop or your machine in your office can just individually connecting to the cloud, right? So once this is set up, as the gateway is creating, let me show you how what you need to do in order to have this connectivity set up. So the first thing I'm going to show is that, just as before, we have a download VPN device script. If you click on that, I'm going to show you one thing. So we have a list of devices that we have tested, and that is what we call the non-compatible device. Notice that we added Microsoft to the list.
There you go.
In addition to Cisco and Juniper. So we support Server 2012 RS, I mean, as you can see here. And if you click on this, what you will get is actually a PowerShell script that you can just modify easily and run it on your on-premise device and make it a VPN gateway. You can connect to Azure.
Excellent.
This is for the site-to-site part. And the point-to-site, unfortunately, the gateway is still creating. On the point-to-site, once the gateway is created, what you will see on the screen is that once we figure out the gateway is created, we will actually show additional links here to allow you to upload your certificate.
Yeah.
Once you upload your certificate, you will be able to download a VPN client installation package.
I see.
And then just install it on this laptop, you can connect immediately to your Azure cloud.
Cool.
Yep. So this is just kind of the new feature that we're really excited to be able to offer to the customer. Let me just kind of talk a little bit about sort of for the ISVs and what this can enable new scenarios for the ISV for the developers. I think for the developers, it's clear. Even though you may have your site-to-site connectivity, now the developers can truly work anywhere,
mm-hmm.
right? You can bring your laptop as long as you have the VPN client installed. Mm-hmm. You can sit in a coffee shop, you can sit in the airport, or you can sit at home when you are on call and you have to debug a live-side issue and stuff like that. Then you can connect directly to your Azure virtual network. Hopefully, it's more for developing and prototyping, less for
live debugging.
Yes, live debugging.
Yeah.
But the capability is there. And then the second one is, this is actually offers new opportunities for ISVs that want to offer services in Azure Cloud. We have talked to a lot of ISV customers. What they do is they actually provision Azure workload for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have VPN connectivity, site-to-site connectivity requirement between the virtual network they set up for the customers and the customer on-premise. But then they themselves, how do they connect to the workload to do some monitoring or some status checking kind of thing? With the VPN client capability, they can actually do that in addition to the customer site-to-site connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one scenario that we are actually talking to the customer about to see whether they can leverage the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do it the other way around, right? So a virtual network, you can just mainly connect to the ISV's own on-premise network. Maybe you have some database for some compliance stuff that you need to keep on-premise.
Yeah.
But then you can offer customers the VPN connectivity. You have total control of what you offer the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I'm going to give you customer 5 certificates so that 5 of their machines can connect to Azure for managing or monitoring for other purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So this does provide new opportunities and capabilities for ISVs to offer to their customers.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess for a lot of larger enterprises,
yes.
they have hundreds of applications.
Yes.
Some of them will be on-premise, some of them may be
definitely,
migrated to cloud,
definitely.
And they can work together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, we don't really want to advertise it, but then this client literally is anywhere. Unfortunately, I don't have the demo. Otherwise, this Microsoft corporate laptop can actually connect to the Azure Virtual Network directly. Because the protocol we use is SSTP, which looks just like a web access.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a secure connection directly from your laptop behind NAT or behind proxy to the Azure Virtual Network. So this is possible today.
Wow, I want to try that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As you can see, this is already available in the public Azure website. So we really encourage people to try this new capability
mm-hmm.
out and definitely send us feedback on what capability is missing. Because as you can see, when we go through the create, the point to site is officially a preview feature.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to GA very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So any feedback you can give us will be great to help mm-hmm. us improve the features for the customers. But even after GA, you can see for the site-to-site and the point-to-site, we will continue to make improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot more new exciting capabilities that we're going to hopefully bring up online this year and next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for the virtual network, is there possible throttling if there are many devices or clients connected to the
Oh,
to the
you mean, so as in, what's the control that you have or you want to...
Or is there some kind of throttling you automatically reinforced?
We don't offer that as a service yet, but see, this is all connecting. So both the site-to-site VPN and also the point-to-site clients, they are all connecting to the same Azure VPN gateway.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the instance size that we specify for Azure VPN gateway is a small VM.
Mm-hmm.
So the theoretical maximum is capped at 100 megabits per second.
Mm-hmm.
Should be enough for most customers going through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can imagine, if you have more than, let's say, 50 VPN clients connected to your Azure virtual network, they are all going to share and going through the same gateway.
Mm-hmm.
So there definitely will be some just throttling based on TCP, based on your congestion control state. So we don't provide explicit throttling other than capping the bandwidth, but it'll be there. And this is also one point that we want customer to give us feedback. If you feel like you need more bandwidth, definitely that's some feedback we would love to take. And internally, we can start making a feature such that we can increase the size of the gateway or at least provide customer this option.
Okay, this is great. I think this is a good, maybe it's a quick, but it's a very good, solid review of Windows Azure Networking. And I guess people can contact you for
Definitely.
Questions.
But so
for support questions, contact the customer support.
Yes. I mean, so for the normal troubleshooting purposes, our CSS personnel are very, very capable. We work very closely with the with our CSS team because a new feature like this point to site, they actually, I mean, internally, we have close contact with them. They're trying out the new feature and they definitely have direct access to the product team. And when customer have in emergency or really severe outage, you contact CSS and that will definitely get funneled to the product team because we are doing DevOps. So we are developing and we're also operating the backend.
So this is a GA service. So
yes, it is a GA
service.
We're
all for it.
Yes.
Okay.
Give it a try and give us feedback. We encourage you to do that.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think we'll wrap up here today and hope you enjoy more episodes coming on pretty soon. Thank you.
Thank you.